All right, Tabose, good morning. Let's begin. So we left off yesterday. We have left off yesterday. Which in the edition that I'm using here is page Mem Ches. So here the Ramchal writes, Ubeperek HaKol Chayavim, Amru Rabbi Yochanan ki hava mati lahai kra hava bachi. When Rabbi Yochanan would reach the following pasuk, he would begin to cry. V'karafti aleichem la'mishpat, I will come close to you in judgment, v'hayisi eid memaher, and I will be a witness who is quick to testify, b'machshafim, b'mena'afim, u'banishpa'im la'sheker, u'ba'oshke schar sochir. Now the Shbaruch Hu said, I will testify about the sorcerers and the adulterers, those who swear falsely, and those who withhold wages. Evet shoklim alav kalos kechamuros takani yeshlan. So Rabbi Yochanan used to say, a servant whose master goes ahead and weighs and measures, we'll call it lighter averos, as if they were more stringent averos, does he have any takana? And I will say, now what the Gemara is pointing out over here is, there's like a lot of things mixed into this pasuk. The idea that withholding wages is considered on the same level as adultery, right? It sounds like a pretty significant jump. But the idea over here is that what Rabbi Yochanan was concerned about is what the pasuk is trying to convey is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds us accountable for everything. And at the end of the day, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, after 120, I'm going to go ahead and judge you and hold you accountable for the big things and for the little things. Obviously, the pasuk is not coming to go ahead and say that the punishment for everything is the same. Obviously, there are more intense averos, less intense averos. However, because at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and pays back and does things. Mida keneged mida. Amnam ha'inyon hu, shele'inyon mishkal ha'masim, kach olos bekaf ha'kalos kimo ha'chamuros. But rather, again, what he's saying is that when it comes to what he calls le'inyon ha'masim, when it comes to measuring actions, kach olos bekaf ha'kalos kimo ha'chamuros. So therefore, again, the same way that when measuring sins, the intense ones are measured, so too again the kalos, the lighter ones, are measured as well. Kilo yashkichu achamuros es hakalos, because ultimately the fact that a person has, we'll call it, bigger sin issues to worry about does not in any way diminish the fact that he is still accountable for the smaller ones as well. Velo ya'alim hadayin eino mehem klal, and the judge will not shield his eyes from adjudicating even those smaller sins, or from judging even those smaller sins as well. Kashalo yali meachamuros, ela akulam yashkiach viyifakach b'ashva achas, lodun kol echad mehemu lahanish achakach al kol echad kfimashu. Rather, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds us accountable for everything we do, and after 120, there is divine judgment for every action, both big and small. V'hu ma'ashe Shlomo HaMelech alav ha-shalom omer, this is what Shlomo HaMelech says, that all actions that are done before HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately will be brought to justice, or be brought for justice. Ki ka'asher ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maniach melisgor kol ma'aseh tov, katan kimoshi, kein lo yaniach melishpot hu lachiach kol ma'aseh ra, katan kimoshi. The same way that in the realm of good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at every single act that we do, even the smallest of actions, and weighs and measures and accounts for those acts. Therefore, again, the same idea is with sin. That is, sin, no matter how small the sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still reckons it and takes account of it. Olohotzi milev harotzim leispatos, v'lachshov shlo ya'ale ha'adon Baruch Hu bedinov. So this is to go ahead and take away from those who think that when it comes to the measuring or accounting of sin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take such cheshbon, doesn't take such such meticulous account of what it is that we do. Ela klalahu, kol omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu vatrinu, yivatru ma'ohi. Rather, the Gemara Bava Kama says that whoever says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a vatron, meaning whoever says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and, you know, just simply forgives and overlooks every single act, yivatru me'ohi, which literally means his insides should spill out. The idea over here is that although Yisrael will say this is a very important yisod, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a rachaman. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compassionate. That's for sure. But divine compassion does not mean that God turns a blind eye to anything that we do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes into account every single act. That's not a question. And every single act, ultimately, again, there is accountability for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachamim. That compassion manifests itself in different ways, which we'll discuss. But there is an accounting for every single action. V'chein amru, im omer lecha yetzahara chata. If the Yetzirah says to you, sin, V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu mocha lecha, al tishmalo. So the Maracha Giga says that if sometimes the Yetzirah says, don't worry about it, just sin. The beautiful part is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech Rachamon. He is incredibly compassionate. So just sin, and he'll be mochel you. He'll forgive you. Al tishmalo. Don't listen to the Yetzirah. V'zeh davar pashet umavurar. And this is something obvious and clear. Ki hine kel emes Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a truthful judge. V'humash Amar Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom Hatzur Tamim Pa'alo Ki Kol Drachav Mishpat Keil Emuna Ve'in Avel. This is what we say in Ha'azinu, we say it in Tzidur Kadin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the perfect rock. The rock whose actions are perfect. Every single derech, every single way of his is Mishpat, is justice. He is a God of Emuna, a God of, we could put our faith in him, or his good faith, and there is no injustice in him. Ki kevan shaKadosh Baruch Hu rotze b'mishpat. Now what he's focusing on over here is that we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kol derachav mishpat. He's all about justice. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants justice, hinei kachu over amishpat. Ha'alim es ha'ayim min hazchus kimo min hachova. Alkein, im mishpat hu rotze, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants justice. The Mishpat identity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expressed in the fact that he takes into account every single action, big and small, bein latov, bein lamutov, right? Whether that's for good or it's for bad, everything is taken into account. V'hainu, kel emuna ve'in avel, Sadik v'yashar hu. This is what it means when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kel emuna. No injustice, he is a tzaddik, and he is just. Shepir shuzachron levracha, la tzaddikim v'la rishoyim. God is just for the righteous and for the wicked. In other words, everyone gets justice. Everyone ultimately is judged according to his deeds. Ki kach yamida, this is the divine attribute. V'al hakol hu dan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us on everything. And I will say, for every sin, there is some type of repercussion. For every sin, ultimately, again, there is some type of divine result. And one cannot run away from this reality. So it's a very profound yisod. We could bury our head in the sand. I could choose to ignore it. But you can't go ahead and run from it. So he goes on, page 9. Vimtomar. So we'll say, so remember, so now that we've established it to kind of condense it into one line, what we've established is Ramchal says that there's a system of divine accountability. And in that system of divine accountability, ultimately, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds us accountable for everything we do, big and small. There is no such thing as something that escapes the microscope of divine judgment. So then I'll say, excuse me. Vim Tomar. Says Vim Tomar. So if that's the case, Imkain midas harachmim lama hi amedes, kevan sha'al kopanim tzarach ledaktik b'din al kol davar. So now he says, well, you can ask him after we've learned all this. You can ask a very good shaila. What's the shaila? So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds me accountable for every single act, both big and small, then what good is Midas Hadin? Excuse me, then what good is Midas Harachmin? We say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was compassionate. We normally assume that what compassion means is that God is willing to overlook certain things. That's how we understand compassion. But if it turns out that God in reality does not overlook anything, and there is divine accountability for everything, so wherein lies the divine compassion? Since we're being judged for every single thing, big and small anyway, so where is Rachamim? So he says, Hatshuva, the answer is, Vadai midas harachamim hi kiyumo shel olam. Shelo haya omeid zulaso klal uklal. V'afapikein, ein midas hadin loka. So first of all, the Ranchas, before he even explains it, he says, no, you better believe there's midas hadin, midas harachamim. Without rachamim, without compassion, the world would not exist. We would not exist. We would not be able to stand up before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But nevertheless, there is this midas hadin. So what does rachamim do? V'zeh. This is actually very interesting. According to the strict letter of the law, bless you. Bless you. If you think about Midas Hadin, so Midas Hadin says the following. Midas Hadin would say that as soon as you commit the sin, you should be held accountable. Right? As soon as you commit the action, there should be automatic accountability in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore automatic punishment. The Gam, Sha'onesh Atzmo, Yebacharon Afkaroi, Levmi Shemamre Piabori Yisparach Shemo, V'shalo Yiyatikon Chet Klal. Furthermore, the punishment for sin, which ultimately again is a rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be swift, should be intense, and should be without mercy. And ultimately, again, should be, well, as you said, should be swift, should come about quickly, immediately, should be intense, and should ultimately come without mercy. After all, I have trespassed against the word of God. Kihine be'emes, eich yitakin ha'adam eis asher ives, v'achit kvar nasa. Because in truth, how can you really fix that which has already been done? Right? So I'll say logically, if I violate the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then at the end of the day, of course I should be held accountable immediately and quickly and swiftly and intensely because I violated the word of God. And how could I ever remedy that? Hare sheratzach ha'adam es chavero, hare shenaf, eich yuchal atakin adav rahazeh, so remember, a person commits adultery, a person kills someone else. Can you ever take back that act? Can you ever reverse that which you have done? Amnam, midas harachamim hianosenes. Hefech ashlosha dvarim shehizkarnu. So Moshe says, this is where divine compassion comes in. And midas harachamim allows us to go ahead and turn around three dynamics. Dahainu. Sheyutan zman lachote v'lo yikachi min ha'aretz miyad. Number one, midas harachamim gives us time that we are not immediately punished and removed from this world when we sin. Number two, v'sha'onesh asmo lo yi'ad l'kalo. Number two, that the punishment that we get is not totally destructive. That even though there's accountability in this punishment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not destroy us for sin. And number three, and number three is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us tshuva, and tshuva is able to go ahead and reverse the act which we have done. So we'll say, therefore, we'll explain this more. Therefore, the Ramchal says that in reality, so here's the balance. On one hand, Midas Hadin says, the divine attribute of justice says, there is accountability for everything we do. No such thing as an action without judgment. We're held accountable for everything, big and small. If I'm held accountable for everything, big and small, then ultimately, what good does divine compassion do? Where does Midas Rachamim come in? So Chal wants to suggest that Midas Rachamim does three things. Number one, Midas Rachamim says that upon sinning, Midas Hadin would say automatic destruction. Midas Rachamim goes ahead and gives us a little bit of a reprieve from that. It's a stay in judgment. It gives us a little bit of additional time. That's number one. Number two, that the punishment, Midas Hadin would say the punishment should obliterate us. Midas Rachamim says, no, not so fast. Chlish Baruch Hu could extract punishment in smaller, more measured fashions. And number three, Midas Hadin would say, whatever you did, there's no reversing it. Midas Rachamim says there's the ability to do tshuva and to reverse that which we have done. So we'll say he put those three things together, and that is the power of Midas HaRachamim. So we'll stop over here. Emirat Hashem, we'll pick up with tshuva, Emirat Hashem, on Monday.